time and play it.
God's got a blessing with our name on it. Amen. Amen. We certainly thank God for this opportunity. Amen. We definitely take it not lightly. Amen. And what the Lord is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Well, certainly the Lord is good. And all the time God is good. Amen.
Amen,
amen. Come and journey with us to an Old Testament passage in the book of Nehemiah.
All right.
In the book of Nehemiah. We want to look at that fourth chapter. And that verses 1 through 6. Then I want to look at Nehemiah 6 and 3. Amen. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. And we want to look at verses 1 through 6. Amen. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Are we there yet?
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand for the reading of God's word. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stone from the heaps of rubbish, stone that are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him. And he said, whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to the land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity. Do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall. An entire wall was joined together up to half its height. For the people had a mind to work. Turn over Nehemiah 6 and 3. Nehemiah 6 and 3. So I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, hearers, doers, and of his most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. For a little while, I want to talk about I'm on the wall and I can't come down. Don't let them stop what God started. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to share thy word with our people. Now, God, we confess all of us have sinned. We repent of all thy sins in the name of Jesus. And we pray now that you forgive us of all thy sins. Father, it is preaching time. We pray now that you hide thine servant behind thine cross, where there is power. Let it be none of me, but all of you. Say what you would have to say through me. Do what you would have to do. And Father, I promise to give you all the glory, honor, and praise that's due to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we certainly give honor to our God, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Certainly thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for our pastor, Pastor Sampson.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our pastor. Amen. And we should make his password of us easy.
Yeah.
And not difficult.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Certainly thank God for Lady Thomas and our children.
Amen.
Thank God for New Jerusalem church family.
Amen.
I'm on the wall and I can't come down. And don't let them stop what God started. Anytime you and I are building, trying to work, strain and strive for the Lord, we will oftentimes come across a hater, a spectator. Are y'all with me?
Come on.
That reminds me of what the scripture says in Romans 7 and 21. I find then a law that is evil is present with me. Amen. And who wills to do good. And I mean every time, and y'all can attest to this, we try to do good.
Uh-huh.
That ain't go. Wait. Hold up. Don't do this.
Come on,
don't do that.
Yeah.
But I made up in my mind, the Jerusalem family, I'm going on with Jesus.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, don't let them stop what God started in you. Amen. Nehemiah is our biblical character. His name means the Lord comforts. And just like the Lord comforted Nehemiah, he wanted to bring comfort to his people, both physically and spiritually.
Yes.
And God wants to bring comfort to you and I.
Uh-huh.
But we have to learn how to get in the comfort of Jesus. Are y'all with me?
Come on, Bishop.
We need to learn how to lay our burdens and our problems at the feet of the Master. Nehemiah had a prominent position in the emperor's court. He was the trusted cupbearer for Xerxes. And King Xerxes gave Nehemiah permission to go and rebuild the city walls of his fathers. Are y'all with me? At this time of trial, my beloved brothers and sisters, and criticism, the people often require godly leadership. And I don't know about you all, but I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for his godly leadership and his wisdom.
Come on, Bishop.
Because that's what it's going to take to push a church forward.
Amen.
Amen. You just cannot do no anything.
Come on, Bishop.
You just cannot say no anything.
Come on.
Are y'all with me here?
Right.
It's going to take godly leadership, and I'm going to say it again. Amen. I thank God for the godly leadership of my pastor. Are y'all with me here?
Yeah.
And so, Nehemiah, he led the small Israelite community as they rebuilt the Jerusalem wall. The king appointed Nehemiah as governor in the land of Judea. And the king also sent Nehemiah with letters to go and get material to rebuild the walls.
Uh-huh.
It's very important to note that while Nehemiah was governor, he did not charge his people taxes. He was more concerned with rebuilding the walls of his father than making money. Are y'all with me? Again, thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
For godly leadership.
Yeah.
Amen. Because in this season, amen, now that we have this president in office, is going to tell where our hearts are at.
Come on.
Because things are getting ready to get hard.
Come on.
And so we better prepare and prepare now.
Yeah, Lord.
If we've been following Jesus, and if our heart is truly in the Lord,
come on.
I don't care who's in the White House,
come on.
The Lord will provide for his people. Are y'all with me here?
Yes,
And so now, as we look at the text, amen, Nehemiah 4 and 1. Watch it if you will. Nehemiah here, amen, tells us that he had great enemies. The Bible said, but it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. Wait a minute now. You have to understand, anytime you and I go to put our hands to do anything for God, here comes the devil.
Yeah.
Here comes Satan.
Yeah.
Trying to hinder the work and the move of God.
Yeah.
But we have to do like Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind me.
Tell.
You are under my feet. I have to be about my Father's business. And I'm not going to stop till I accomplish his will.
Yes.
Are y'all with me here?
Yes, Lord.
Now, send back. Those two words in the text is furious and indignant. It is together means burning with rage.
Yeah, Lord.
Well, let me back up. Because I hear my big brother in the ministry, amen, Dr. Raymond Allen out of Port Allen. He said, preachers, if you call the text, you have to deal with the text. And so now, I call the text. So let me deal with these biblical characters in the text. Is that all right?
Come on, yes, sir.
Now, remember, when we started off Nehemiah, his name means comfort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me now. I'm painting the picture.
Come on.
And he was a cupbearer. That means he was close to the king.
Uh-huh.
That means any time the king went to drink or taste anything, he made sure it was good before the king got it.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Secondly, he came to the king one day, and the king seen a sad countenance on Nehemiah's face.
Mm-hmm.
And the king asked him what was wrong. And he said, the walls of Jerusalem, of my father's, are burnt to rubbish. I want to go rebuild the walls.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you work in a position and faithful in it, the Lord will elevate you after a while.
Yeah, come on.
And so now, King Xerxes promoted Nehemiah to governor.
Come on.
And he sent him with letter favor from the king to people in the land to go get the material to rebuild the wall.
Right.
Are y'all with me here?
Come on, Bishop.
And so now, what I can't understand, what messed me up in the text, Pastor Samson, is that now this man was a cupbearer. Sanballat was already in position.
Mm-hmm.
He was a governor of Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a chief opponent of Nehemiah. Now listen what Sanballat's name means. Sanballat's name means sin has begotten.
Yeah,
now you already in power, but you don't want me to get in power.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty.
Come on.
You're already in position.
Yeah.
But you don't want me to get in position.
All right.
The devil is a liar.
He's a liar.
And Sanballat had shown off the spirit of Satan in him. Listen at this. And this is what I don't want to happen. Amen. Especially in my home church, speaking on behalf of my pastor. It is a Sanballat spirit that goes on. And that spirit of Sanballat enters in the people, and it causes them to resist the work of God.
All right.
Or oppose those doing the work of God.
Yeah,
all right. I got a remedy for that, brother. Even. We have to rebuke that Sanballat spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Yes,
get up out of here.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one God.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's one pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's sitting behind me. And that's Pastor Darrell Sampson.
Yeah.
So we rebuke Satan bound spirit from coming into New Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We got to work with the program as God from heaven handed on down to the pastor.
Yeah, Lord.
Do I have a witness here?
Come on.
And so now,
yeah.
Watch it in verse 2. I ain't going to be long. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish that are burned? Good God Almighty. So now, Sanballat gathered men from the army of Samaria. And then he mocked the Jewish people, and then he come with sarcastic questions, picking at them. And then he said, feeble now, when he called them feeble, in this context of the text, not a pretext, because we're not going to put a pretext in the context, because then we're making the Bible say what it's not saying. And we're a student of the word, so we're not going to do it. We're going to say it in the context. And so feeble, in this context of the text, verse number 2, it is derived from a word used of a woman who is no longer able to bear children.
Yeah, Lord.
In other words, Sanballat is saying that they are weak.
Yeah, Lord.
And no matter what they do, it's not going to prosper.
Uh-huh.
How in the world they going to take this rubbish and come up with the money, good God Almighty, and the material to rebuild these Jerusalem walls.
But God,
the enemy don't know, amen, what God told you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Come on.
He don't know what God put down deep inside of you.
Yeah.
He see on the outside.
Yeah.
But thank God, I got one that lived down on the inside of me.
Deep down.
Great is he that is in me. That is in the world, and that's Jesus.
Come on, yes, Lord.
And so now, he mocked the Jews, and he said, will they complete it in a day? Sanballat poured contempt on the Jewish people and on their God. He really mocked them. And here come one in verse number 3. And I got to say it because it's in my Bible. As I studied this lesson, the Bible says, now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, it will break down their stone wall. Now on the side of Tobiah and the Ammonite, and I'm old enough to say it, I put ass kisser. Amen.
Come on.
And I'm not going to run and put my, matter of fact, thank you, Holy Ghost, in the book of Proverbs, it says to us not to take your feet and go run to mess and to trouble.
Yeah.
So we ought to not do that. And not Tobiah, the biblical character, the Bible does not say he was the governor of Ammon, but he was a possibly he could have been the governor of Ammon. But he was an official in Ammon.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So he was an official in government.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason why Tobiah and Sanballat and Gershom attempted to try and stop the rebuilding of the Jerusalem wall. Can I tell us?
Yeah.
Because they thought, and it's elementary, but it's crazy, they thought that they would become a mightier city than they are.
Yeah, Lord. Competition.
Competition. In the Lord. We got to cut that out.
Yeah.
Because the God I serve and the God you serve include all of us.
Uh-huh.
Is able to bless me, you, and you.
Uh-huh.
And the whole world all at the same time. The Lord's blessings never run out.
Come on.
And so there's no need to try to block someone. There's no need to try to stop someone from building their life or whatever they're doing for the Lord. Let me take a sidebar and give my testimony. Those of you that been to our new sanctuary in Alexandria, right across, it is a place that sells antiques.
Yeah.
Well, the man tried to buy our property before me, and we beat him to it.
Yeah.
My yard man, he retired from the city of Alexandria. He cuts my property, my house, and our church property. And he said, every now and then, the white man would come out and say, what Rev gonna do with that old building? Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna never open up that church. He ain't gonna never do nothing. He ain't gonna never get that building where it need to be.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell you, that same white man, he walked in right before our pastor put us in. He came in with tears in his eyes.
Come on, Bishop. Yeah.
And he said, Reverend, forgive me. I'm sorry that I doubted the power of God in your life.
Come on.
You see, if God is for you,
yes, Lord. Talk.
I'm a living witness, and you too ought to be a witness.
Yeah.
And the miraculous power of things that the Lord has done in your life.
Yeah.
The preacher is not the only one that have a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. But the pews should have a testimony too.
Yes, Lord.
Do I have a witness here?
Yes.
I'm not going to let nobody stop me
from
building in the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not going to let nobody hinder my work for the Lord.
Yes,
look at the text here. Nehemiah, this is the way to handle the enemy. Don't go get the gun like I used to get the gun when I was a worthy man.
Come on.
Put the gun down and look at your enemy and turn from them and look at God.
Yeah. Come on.
Put your enemy in the Lord's hand.
Lord's hand.
Look what this governor with this wisdom did in verse number 4. He said, hear our O God, for we are despised, turn their reproach on their own heads, and give them as plunder to the land of captivity. He says, do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. And I love this here, but they have provoked you to anger, and before the builders. And so don't fight your enemy when they say things behind your back.
Yes, Lord.
Don't fight your enemy or want to give them a piece of your mind.
Uh-huh.
Because with all the stuff going on in the world, you and I are going to need our whole mind.
Come on, come on.
Do I have a witness here?
Yeah.
Let people talk and say what they're going to do.
Yeah.
My wife told me when we were building House of Praise, she said, you better not tell her nothing, just keep our own building.
Yeah.
And the Lord came through and touched his heart.
Yeah.
You have a witness here.
Yeah.
So keep our own building and build in the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't care who got power or who think they got power.
Yeah.
I'm a living witness that the Lord will bring you up. And the same person that dogged you out and talked about down there looking at you up there now.
Yeah.
That's the God I serve. He's able to deliver you. You have a witness here. He's able, I tell you, to deliver you in due time. Put your hand in God's hand, and I promise you, he will take you there. Before I get out of here, I love that 6 and 3. So I sent messengers to them. Amen. I am doing a great work now. So that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you?
Yeah.
I said all that because I want to say one thing. Stay on the wall means to be steadfast in your calling.
Yeah.
All your tasks, whether the spies are distracted,
yeah,
or great opposition. And that's what Nehemiah did. Nehemiah did not answer his critics. But Nehemiah let his critics see his God lift him up.
Come on, come on.
Do I have a witness here?
Yeah.
I have made up in my mind, New Jerusalem, I'm a big boy now. Amen. I've grown up now from a lot of stuff that used to aggravate me. Because if God is truly for you, then who can be against you? Do I have a witness here? Stay on the wall and don't come down for distractions. Stay on the wall and keep building your life in the Lord. Let your family talk about you. Let your friends talk about you. You stay on the wall and I'm going to stay on the wall. You have a witness here. Stay on the wall and don't come down. Because the Lord will let them see out the wall. You have a witness here. I'm a witness. He will lift you up. The devil is so smart until the devil is so stupid. And I got to live, I'm getting ready to go. He don't understand. If he just leaves you alone, you might fail. He don't understand. If he leaves you alone, you might give up. But because he keeps picking at you, your daddy in heaven sees you. And Jesus, he get in the box with you. And he said, that is my job. And I'm not going to let nobody hurt my job. Satan, I'm going to send you to hell when she comes from. Satan, get thee behind me, because I'm going on in Jesus. I'm going to keep on building, and you keep on building. Stay on the wall, and don't come down to fight that messy female.
You've been listening to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, 318-730-9788. And tune in next time for the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
You have Acts chapter 1. You're looking at verse 4 through 8 and then chapter 2, 1 through 4. So I have the word. And I'm ready to receive it. Acts chapter 1, verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Let's look at chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. May God bless and those hearers and doers of his word. The grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. To all of you, to